A shopper at a Louisville bookstore noticed something interesting when she picked up a copy of the diary.
Realized that she was related to Underwoods and that she had some old family papers, and decided to go looking through her closet, and lo and behold, discovered that she had the second volume of Josie Underwood's Civil War diary.
David Turpie is the editor of The Register, a publication of the Kentucky Historical Society, which has published Volume 2 of Underwood's diary in its latest issue.
It also helps us to understand the thoughts and feelings of one individual, one young woman from Kentucky, and that sort of life went on for her.
Underwood's family was well-to-do before the war, but it was also loyal to the Union, leaving in a precarious spot when Confederate forces occupied Bowling Green. Underwood spent a year in Europe during the war when her father was working for the U.S. government in Scotland. The family returned to Kentucky but never regained the wealth it had before the war. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.